A resolution is a statement, and in a resolution, a legislative body, in this case the Sitka Assembly, first lays out its reasons for whatever it's about to say, and they use formal language. Whereas this circumstance exists, and whereas this other circumstance exists, now therefore be it resolved that we, well, you get the idea. No one who spoke before the assembly on Tuesday night had a problem with the now therefore be it resolved section, the assembly's basic request for Senate field hearings on the Sea Alaska bill. But many did have a problem with the reasons listed in the whereas section of the resolution. Sea Alaska Vice President and General Counsel Jaylene Arujo was the first person to speak when the assembly called for public comment. Jack Osment, who was chairing the meeting in the absence of Mayor Scott McAdams, set forth ground rules at the beginning of the discussion that testimony was to be limited only to the resolution, which he said only asks for hearings in Sitka. Arujo disagreed.
But your resolution does more than that with the language that's in the resolution. It does a lot.
It only has one purpose, which is specified in the title, okay, which is to request public hearings.
The whereas is that, begging your pardon, and maybe you can explain it to me, but a lot of the language in your whereas is state a position that Congress is going to look at as opposition of the bill. So I have no issue with you wanting to request a field hearing, and I know personally that Senator Murkowski's staff is coming to Sitka in the second week of March. What I have issue with is some of the language in your whereases that actually do state strong opposition to the bill and have some misstatements about what the bill does.
The language that Arujo disputed in the resolution said the following things. Privatization would affect public access. It would displace established tourism businesses. It would allow development on sacred sites. It would provide no limits for infrastructure on the land selection sites, and it would decentralize the local economy. Others echoed Arujo's disagreements with that language, including Jerry Hope, president of Alaska Native Brotherhood Sitka Camp No. 1, along with Sitka Tribe of Alaska council members George Paul and Clara Gray. Speaking to KCAW News after the meeting, Arujo said Sea Alaska has no plans to develop on cultural sites.
So the statement in their resolution and that other people have made about our planned use or potential use of the sacred sites and future sites, it's just wrong. There is no plan to have new lodges and resorts on cultural sites. That's not the reason why we're selecting them. And ultimately, it would be us working with the Sitka tribe for what the tribe and the clans in Sitka feel is appropriate for their use.
As for the Native Futures sites, Arujo said the use will be dictated by what the community, the Sitka tribe, and Sea Alaska can agree upon. Sitka resident Steve Ash spoke in full support of the call for hearings and said that when all is said and done, the debate over lands selection will probably end up driving a wedge deep into the community.
And that's a tragedy. But to do this and push this bill through without public hearings, without the senators responsible for this bill being here, hearing from the public, pro and con, that is just not right.
After public comments, Assemblymember Larry Cruz suggested removing the controversial language from the resolution, and that was what the Assembly ended up doing. The final resolution states simply that there have been no public field hearings on the Sea Alaska bill, that the Assembly supports resolving Sea Alaska's pending land claims in a way that protects the environment and the current uses of those selection sites, and that it wants members of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, as well as Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, to visit Sitka. No Senate field hearings have been planned for Sitka, but Osment said a town meeting has been called for March 12th to discuss the Sea Alaska bill. Arujo from Sea Alaska said a member of Murkowski's staff will be in Sitka around that time, too. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.